This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We have a lot of things going on here, obviously, on Agenda 21 Radio. And you want to make sure that you have your hands in the 10 and 2 position because we have a lot of things going on. A lot of things with New California, of course. There's a couple of protests, a whole bunch of protests and things like that going on around California right now. And, I wonder why. People want their freedom back. And it's going to continue. And, again, we're trying to advise people that don't give up your civil rights. Don't. When people come to the door and they want your blood, say, get the hell away. Show me your warrant. You're not going to get a blood sample from me. And do not do it because they're trackers and tracers. These are the Hitlerians out there. So you don't want the Hitlerians coming to your door saying, oh, I think you might have a disease. Yeah, we have authority. They don't have any authority. They have no authority. Don't let them violate your constitutional rights and get them off your property immediately. Immediately call the sheriff and have them arrested if they don't leave. You can do that. Absolutely. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Just a little precautionary thing going on. That's what they're trying to do in Ventura. We've talked about this. And by the way, how appropriate. Here it is. It's VE Day, Victory in Europe Day, 75 years ago. And we're fighting the same Hitlerian monsters now in Ventura County, California, and Georgia. Other places, they want to come out and track and trace you. They want to bring out the brown shirts. They're going to hire brown shirts is what they're going to do. That's really what this whole thing is all about. Bill Gates and his little buddies. And again, you know, why are we having this whole thing going on with this common cold that we get to watch spread around the world, right? Yeah. It is so ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And, of course, everybody, oh, we got to do this. It's interesting that these are advisories. They are not edicts or laws. They can't do this. And everybody try to get the word out that all you vendors out there that are losing customers, you're going to continue to lose customers. I'll tell you why. Because people that I, in my circles, and a lot of circles, they're saying they're not going to vend, they're not going to go any longer to anybody who's supporting these Hitlerians. And by you as a vendor out there, if you come in and they this is what's been going on. This is why if you've noticed that in your area, all of a sudden, they've got their mask on and everybody's going in and out. They won't let you in the store without a mask. That's because they're afraid they've been ratted out. That's right. In other words, somebody called the health department and says that those people don't have their mask on. And the health department rushes out there, the so-called health people. They rush out there, where's your mask? If you don't do your mask, you're going to get fined. You're going to lose business. Blah, they threaten them. And, of course, they have a way to do that. These are advisory directives. They are not, or this is the soft talk of Agenda 21. Soft law, they called it, right? That's what they called it. And now look at it. It's spread all around the world, right? Well, it's going to stop. The farce is going to stop here in the United States because we're not going to let them take away our rights, correct? No, we're not. We're going to call them out at every turn. And now they've gone to the next thing with this COVID-19. How very drastic the COVID-19 is. Of course, it has hit in places, but then we're starting to find out why is it hitting so hard in certain places? Maybe because they're padding their death certificates with COVID-19. Yeah, that's going on. And we've been hearing that from a lot of people. We've been reporting it to you. Don't let them get away with it, is my point. If you have a vendor that won't let you in their store because you don't have a mask on, you don't want to vend with them ever again because they have taken a knee to the totalitarians. They're begging the totalitarians. And little do they know that when you get in the begging position with a totalitarian, you can expect bullets to the head. That's the way it works. I'm just being blunt. We will stand up and not do that. That's just my little two cents, my editorial little thing going on. We're going to open up the phone lines, 215-867-8255, for those of you that want to participate in the show. 215-867-8255. You can call in. Okay, so we're going down memory lane here about the Obama administration, and because now we're hearing, and again, all the horror stories are starting to come out again about Flynn. There's more records that are coming out. It's a trove. It is a tranche, if you will, of information and more facts that are going to be revealed. And it is absolutely a mind-boggle to a lot of people who don't understand this. They have not been following the historical context of all this stuff with the Obama administration and why they were trying to take down Donald Trump even before the election occurred. And to me, it's an obvious thing because it was Donald Trump who really got the birther thing going with credibility. He brought some credibility to the people that were searching as to all the things about Obama. And, of course, that was Joe Arpaio. That was Jerome Corsi. And, of course, us in Agenda 21 Radio. That's well before New California. But Agenda 21 Radio, we're reporting about Jerome Corsi. And Jerome Corsi was doing all this radical investigation for WorldNet Daily about the Obama administration, about the Obama birth certificate, and about the birthing thing, that he wasn't from Hawaii. And so many records indicate now, of course, that with the looking at everything, that it, of course, was quite an operation going on there. And, something by my father, Memories of My Father or something like that. He wrote that book and all this other good stuff. Back in the early days, they tried to get him some credibility. And, of course, everybody who was doing things on the internet, we had access to information in ways that had never been really accessed. And I look at the mainstream media at the time, we didn't realize how bought out they were by the Obama files. But then all of a sudden we started, the Benghazi thing happened. And when Benghazi happened, Chris Street and I were one of the first reporters really to report what did happen actually within real time. We had some pretty incredible sources, which we still have today, who was reporting all the background information. In fact, it turned out if you watch the movie 13 Hours, which documents what happens in Benghazi. That's basically what we were reporting, all the fundamentals. There's the stuff that was left out of the movie I wish they would let put in, but it was a deliberate leave out. And I know that hopefully they can do part deux or bring some Chris Pirano, who's Tonto in the movie, does talk quite a bit about what some of the other details are that we were actually reporting at the time. But one of the things that we found out with Benghazi, now this is 2012, right? Arms shipments, we found that out. And we reported the first 800 tons of arms that were shipped out of Benghazi and into Turkey in 2012, right after the whole Benghazi raid. And of course, that whole Benghazi raid was actually a raid. It was not about a videotape. And we shot through that one without any problem whatsoever. We knew it was a planned attack. This is going back to 2012. We knew exactly what was going on. And of course, we knew about the aircraft, all the people that were trying to run to the rescue, and the stand down orders. There were three of them, the stand down orders. And of course, the replacement of various high ranking naval officers and other people that were told to stand down, didn't want to stand down, and then were relieved. We understand all that stuff. There's still a lot of stuff that hasn't come out. And, you know, you heard in the movie the one stand-down order, the couple of stand-down orders that came from the CIA director at the time. And that's just part of the iceberg being melted. But there's a lot more that happened in terms of stand-down orders. And where was Obama that night, right? See, now, and where was Susan Rice? And why did we come up with a crazy thing about a movie that came up with the, well, Benghazi attack, which it wasn't true? We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
You looked at the documents that he provided online. You
his tax returns. I mean, it's not just any document. His official tax returns that he filed with IRS.
And you took his Social Security number and you e-verified that through what database?
Both e-verify and SSNVS. There are two major organizations, official agencies of the Social Security Administration that can be used to check whether it's a valid Social Security number. E-verify and SSNVS. I have here the papers. I'll be happy to give you them so you can post it online. Both show that the Social Security number that Barack Obama is using or used in 2009 in his tax returns, which is 04268-4425, was never assigned to him. The first three digits in the Social Security number signify the state. 042 was assigned to the state of Connecticut. Only last year, they were randomized by Obama administration, but until then, were signed by the states, so it was suspicious right away, and it was confirmed by multiple investigators. Yes, indeed. The number that he's using most of his life is a number that was never assigned to him. We actually found who was it. It was assigned to. It was an individual born in 1890 who was an immigrant in this country. He came from Russia, actually. His name is Harrison J. Bunnell. The gentleman had no children. When he passed away, he had no children. And apparently his death was never provided to either Social Security Administration or to the state of Connecticut where he lived. And this number was assumed by Barack Obama from about 1986.
So how do you think that he was able to pull that off?
Yes, it's a good question. We found that also at some point he used another Social Security number. And what's important about it, that it was assigned to one Lucille Balantin, the mother of Harry C. Balantin, the chief actuary of the Social Security Administration. Obama wouldn't be that bold to use the Social Security number of the deceased mother of the chief actuary of Social Security unless he knew that this chief actuary would not make any noise about it. And there is a good possibility that Mr. Balantin is complicit, and I actually reached him. I was able to reach Harry C. Balantin and asked him about it, and his response was quite suspicious. He stated, well, they have no rights. I said, who has no rights? He said, deceased people have no rights. You know what, if somebody were to use your deceased relatives, and God forbid, you know, deceased mother, Social Security number, wouldn't you be concerned? Your response would be, oh my God, that's a thief. Who's using my mother's Social Security number? But his response was quite different.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
Oh, so now the big birthers, you know, conspiracy thing, Orly Tate's come out, right? I mean, it's 7 years ago that this video came out. So 2013. So people are on to this whole thing about the birth certificate, right? But it's not only that, it's the Social Security number of Harrison J. Bunnell. Right. An interesting thing about Mr. Bunnell, when we started looking at this, is that Mr. Bunnell, he was born in 1890. He didn't get a actual number, I believe, not until later in life, like because he was this is going back in the memory chip here, because you know we did have Orlean on the show many times, actually, as well as Jerome Corsi many times, and she was quite dogged in her belief system, and still is. You know, you can find her information on, I think it's Orly Tate's, Tate's, T-A-I-T-Z. And let me get that right. I mean, gosh, this is really dusting off the memory chip. Come on. But she's the one who did the whole investigation into Harrison J. Bonnell. And it was quite compelling. And he died, of course. And when he died, everybody's kind of freaking out. And not really freaking out, but, you know, all of a sudden his Social Security number became available. Now, it's kind of interesting. One of the last times I interviewed Jerome Corsi, he and Zulo had made it to, are you ready for this? I did the actual interview while Jerome Corsi sitting in the Social Security building in Honolulu, Hawaii, looking up Social Security information. Shocking. And where did his grandmother work? I'm talking about Obama, in that building. And when was his Social Security number assigned? Well, sometime not until after in the 1990s. Interesting. And where did Harrison J. Bonnell die? I mean, because he was from Connecticut, after all. And, you know, the 042 thing, the first three numbers, you know, designates where you're from, and he was from Connecticut. Now, that's kind of interesting. Connecticut. And my phone's lighting up right now. Connecticut! People are getting it. It's kind of interesting, Connecticut, what goes on in Connecticut stays in Connecticut. You know, there's places like Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? Same with Connecticut. What happens in Connecticut stays in Connecticut. There's no question about it, right? So that leads to a whole bunch of other things about Connecticut. And this whole thing about, you know, Obama, he had some problems with the E-Verify system. That is true. And it wasn't just her who was doing the E-Verify and saying, wait a minute, this doesn't belong to him. And this is a big problem. When they passed Obamacare, they had a problem signing him up. That happened. And, of course, Valerie Jarrett could attest to that. I wonder if she has already. Just, you know, just some stuff. All this stuff is because the Flynn case is unraveling on him. I'm serious. This goes back to 2012, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014. You know, this interview that I just played of Orly Tate's, was in March 27, 2013. And when was the Obama, when was Trump talking about getting the birth certificate information? The chickens are coming home to roost. Does that make sense? The chickens are coming home to roost. And this is exactly what was going on. Chickens were flying around, and all of a sudden now here they are roosting. The chickens are tired of flying for Obama and the rest of the crew. They've run out of oomph, if you will. So this is now all happening right before your very eyes, this whole unraveling, all this stuff. I mean, the historians are going to just go crazy because all this stuff has happened. And again, why did Mueller, at the very end of his investigation, the very last person that they quizzed, they brought in, they're trying to get him in a perjury trap. You see, this was all payback and retaliation for all these people who questioned Obama. That's really what it was. It was Jerome Corsi. A year ago, they were fighting the battle over this. Well, 2 years. Well, it's a long time. Wait a minute. Trump's been around for 3 years. In 2016, they were fighting that whole Mueller. 2017, they were fighting that whole Mueller battle. Maybe it was a year ago, a year and a half ago. And poor Jerome Corsi was losing his butt. But he gave him all the facts. He gave him all, and he called him out. He said, okay, Mueller, go for it. You try and convict me. He put him in his place, Jerome Corsi. Because Jerome Corsi has the facts. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Obama-era misdeeds. And we're talking about the Social Security number. And of what was going on at the time. And we've got all these conspiracy theorists, right? And all the crazies that came out, right? Including Paul Preston. Yeah, I was Biden. Oh, I hooked a hook, line, and sinker for me on this one. You bet. Gee, I wonder why. Probably because it was the truth. Facts are stubborn things. They really, truly are. I don't mean for facts to kind of get in your way, right? We have found out certain facts, and we did find out certain facts, that the Obama administration and Obama himself had some very big problems in terms of identification, and they were beating the Bush back about all these facts. And, of course, anybody who was a person of interest to the Obama administration, anybody who would raise a different issue about all this stuff, whether or not any kind of credibility issues, whether or not that they challenged the whole validity of Obama and his existence under the names and information that they had. Boy, you became a target, a big target. And of course, Orlene Tates, she was absolutely a huge target of Obama and the whole smear. She didn't bother her. She was a Russian immigrant. She's from Mission Viejo, California. She's a dentist and a lawyer. Now, go listen. That's some multitasking. She's doing law in her ear and teeth in your hand, in her hands, your teeth. But nothing deterred this woman. Nothing. She was on target. She was over the target, taking flack. You know, this is the thing that we always say. You know, you're over the target when you're taking flack. And boy, are we over the target with New California. Shocking. But this is the degree of it which these things were happening. And it was just unbelievable, in my opinion, at the time. I think, gosh, these guys are really nutty. Nutty as fruitcake. And so anyway, but getting back into the whole Obama thing. The interesting thing was about Harrison J. Bonnell. So let's I'm going to query him and see. Harrison J. Bonnell. He was H. Bonnell, B-O-N-E-L-L, I think it is. He was the guy whose birth certificate it was. And serves as a member of the Republican National Committee. No, this is 1898. No, that's not him. Harrison J. Bonnell. Let's go to birther. Birther, right? We'll throw that word in there. And we'll see what we come up with Harrison J. Bonnell. Who are the birthers? CBS. Oh, here we go. The Bonnell Family Home Facebook. It says, who are the birthers? CBS News. So this is already, this article, believe it or not, was July 23rd. And it comes up on a query of birthers with Harrison J. Bonnell. In 2009, says here, conspiracy theories often flourish in the wake of traumatic or game-changing events. In September 11th attacks, the moon landing, Kennedy assassination, and the election of America's first black president has been no exception. Also, or almost as soon as Barack Obama emerges as a serious candidate for the presidency, rumors about whether or not he was really an American and thus eligible for the presidency began popping up online. In response, the Obama administration posted the certificate of live birth. Here it is. This is in 2000. This is the 2009. So this was July 2009 by CBS News, which I find interesting because you remember we were talking about Benghazi, right? All things going on in Benghazi. Well, you know, you have the thing with Benghazi, and it all came out to be a rumor. And of course, it wasn't about an attack. They made that very clear. However, CBS News, what was his name? I'll think of the reporter's name here in a second. Anyway, he interviewed Obama after Obama out in the Rose Garden said, oh, you know, we don't know if it was an attack or not. And of course, they were speculating that it was an attack. It was, and they didn't know. He admits that in this interview with 60 Minutes, right then and there, this is the next day on the 13th, he says, 12th, I think, he says, it was an attack. He admits it. That interview never showed up until the day before the election for 60 Minutes. And then he didn't publish it. They just put it out on YouTube. Well, you know, of course, by then they had already spun it that it was all about a video. Remember Susan Rice going and lying on all the different talk shows on that following Sunday? Well, we later found out that it was clearly a Ben Rhodes operation. So here we have 2009 CBS News, Who Are the Birthers, which I find interesting even to this day that this came out so soon. I didn't realize this. It says, it says in response, the Obama campaign posted a certificate of live birth. Here it is showing Mr. Obama was born in Hawaii on August 4th, 1961. But that did not stop the quiet the skeptics. A group has that has come to be known as the birthers, if anything, is encourage them. This has encouraged them. They argue that the birth certificate is false and Mr. Obama is not the natural born citizen. He claims to be Mr. Obama, many birthers say, was actually born in Kenya, though there are a number of theories that fall under the birther umbrella. The din eventually got loud enough that some reputable organizations checked out the birthers' claims and they found no evidence of them. Of course, this is CBS talking. Now, why is this important? Because David Rhodes, not Ben, but David Rhodes, was the president of CBS at the time. You know, the brother of Ben Rhodes. You know, the national security advisor, a poet, who had no business being an advisor to anybody on national security, was the president's national security advisor. He was the guy who hammered out and changed the complete narrative about the attack in Benghazi. It wasn't an attack. Oh, no, no, no. No, you just don't know. It was about a video that was made. An evil, evil video. Remember they announced the video and the poor guy that was in Los Angeles was thrown in the county jail? I don't know where he's at today. PolitiFact wrote, after its extensive look at the claims a year ago, it is possible that Obama conspired his way to the precipice of the world's biggest job involving a vast network of people and government agencies over decades of lies. Well, now, we commonly refer to this now as what? This is what Trump's doing, cleaning out the deep state. This is a 2009 article. Yet the birthers' claims have not simply survived into Obama's presidency. They've actually gained steam. Liz Cheney, talk show host Rush Limbaugh, and Michael Reagan, and even CNN's Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs, back east. Now where's he at? He's with Fox Business. Are among those taking the birthers' theories seriously. Former presidential candidate Alan Keyes and others have pushed the arguments into court. Earlier this month, a soldier challenged his deployment to Iraq based on the birthers' claims. The birthers are a passionate bunch. We're blowing through this because this is too rich. It says, are a passionate bunch, as this video of a birther are angrily confronting Delaware Republican Mike. I wonder why it would be a Delaware Republican. you know, that's where Joe Biden's from, right? Delaware? I just don't know. Anyway, angrily, okay, we got that going on. Is there any more of this? Yes. Some congressional Republicans have also taken up the birther. Republican John Campbell co-sponsored a bill with at least nine others requiring presidential candidates to submit birth certificate, a wink and a nod action that he maintains is somehow not related to the birther's claims. When MSNBC Chris Matthews asked Campbell if he believed Obama was a natural citizen, Campbell said, saying, as far as I know, yes, okay. Anyway, it says, to find out why the birther's claims have endured, Hot Sheet contacted Michael Barkham, an expert, here we go, an expert, right. Anyway, I just want to tell you that it's kind of interesting that they come up, Orny Tate comes up with the information, and so does Jerome Corsi, about, you know, there's something wrong with, what, the Social Security number. Why does he lives in Hawaii, born in Hawaii, raised in Hawaii. His first job was in Hawaii, some sort of ice cream place, right? He had an actual job, I guess. He was at Punahou High School smoking dope like you can't believe, right? And you know, hustling on the beach. Now, let you imagine yourself what was going on there. But we talked to people who knew him. We interviewed some of his friends from high school. And, of course, I used to teach and administer high school. I get the whole picture, especially with the whole marijuana thing and what was going on. Don't pass that joint. Give it to me, you know. I get all that stuff, what was going on with Obama and the drugs and all this other stuff. And the lovers, you know, on the beach and all that stuff. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to go there. I just won't go there. But my issue is this, and I think this is quite stunning. Here you have David Rhodes and Ben Rhodes. Ben Rhodes, the chief security advisor, national security, or you know, I think it was national security advisor to Barack Obama at the time of Benghazi, and all of a sudden they changed the narrative around, and David Rhodes from CBS, where this article is from, is president. I mean, the incestuous nature of this, right? And this goes on through so many. Sally Yates, her husband, and all. I mean, all these Obama files, they are all deep state media connections. All of them. By relatives, by marriage, You know, John Kerry's what daughter-in-law is married to one of the an Iranian diplomat. What? Iranian, you know, Iran, right? You got it. You got it. Yeah. The list goes on and on and on. That's how filthy this whole thing is. But the big thing that's really kind of interesting about this whole Harrison J. Bonnell is, where did he die? He died in a sanitarium. I think it's called the Fairmont Sanitarium. I'll have to look this one up. It's just kind of, facts become stubborn things, and I'm just going to demonstrate this to you so that you understand where I'm going with all this. Let's see. Harrison J. Bonnell. And let's go to here. Oh, I hate it when this happens. Yeah, this is not going to be good. I mean, I'm just saying, where was Harrison J. Bonnell? Where did he die? He died in a little place called Newtown, Connecticut. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just reading from the websites. Newtown, Connecticut. Don't you hate it when this happens? I mean, really, come on. Newtown, Connecticut? Oh, yeah, that's the home of where... That was where the Sandy Hook thing happened. The shooting? 2012. And lo and behold, Barack Obama has a birth certificate, a Social Security number from someone who died in Connecticut, who lived in Connecticut, at this, I think it's called the Fairmont Mental Institution. I have to check it out. You know, it's just one of those kind of things that you just kind of can never, Fairmont Hotels, Fairmont Lamar, Fairmont Theater, Fairmont. It's one of those former mental institutions that closed down many, many years ago. Yeah. Sanitariums, that's what it is. Yeah, they probably tore it down or something. It's just one of those kind of deals. But that's where they did the autopsies for the bodies of all the victims of, you know, according to the facts, that's what happened. They did all the victims' autopsies there at the Fairmont. Don't you hate it when this happens? Facts get in the way. But why did Obama have that Social Security number from Bonnell, who died there? I do know the answer. We do know the answer, actually. I'm just kind of messing around here. And we're just going to wait until some more information comes out, because I think once this whole thing, and it's unraveling. There's nothing I can do to stop it. All this information is going to unravel. And all this information is going to come out. And people are going to be shocked beyond recognition. It's time. It's time. Just like it's time right now for this whole thing with Michael Flynn. Can the world handle it, I guess, is some of the big things. Can the world handle it? I think that's probably one of the big things that people might want to understand. Can the world handle it? And I think the world can handle it. I think the world can handle it. Yeah, this whole thing, the sanitarium business, Newtown, Connecticut, and all that stuff is really, really an interesting thing, the way it broke down. It's quite a complex of facility there. If you want to call in, 215-867-8255. We got a couple minutes left in this hour. We opened up the phone lines. I know some people had called in and I just didn't get to it. I'm sorry. And anyway, 215-867-8255. I'm just, you know, isn't it appropriate that we talk about these things right now, though? Because there's so many other things coming out. We might as well get the birther thing behind us. And, you know, and of course, then there's Benghazi, which has really pretty much shown that there's a lot of lying that went on there, too, you know. That's a big problem. That is a big problem. Yeah, that is a big problem. It's just, you know, back in the day when they used to have sanitariums where the mentally ill would go to, that was pretty much a big deal. It really was. And people that were crazy were locked up. And oftentimes they weren't so crazy, but they were locked up. That's part of the problem, right? We had this problem before, locking up the usual suspects when the usual suspects did not need to be locked up, if you know what I mean. And, of course, this is all part of the bigger problem, all part of the bigger problem that's gone on. And there's sanatoriums all over the country that are, you know, dilapidated, they're falling apart. You know, good real estate investments, I guess. I don't know. Some of them are used for other nefarious activities, I think. But that's just me. Nancy Wiggle. Nancy, are you there, Nancy? Are you there, Nancy?
Oh, it's David. How are you doing?
Who is this?
It's David.
Okay, Dave, David. What's really going on? Go ahead.
On this birth certificate, let's find out something else. Did Obama take an oath to a different country on a passport that he owned?
I don't know. Are you saying he did?
Yes, he did. And the proof of that is in an organization, probably about two blocks down from the White House. It's a, I went brain dead as soon as I thought of that. He has a passport, and it was touted by the organization. It's the, what is it, New World, One World Government. I'm trying to find it now. But there's a passport. And this organization said that Barack Obama had gone in there and applied. And they have the passport. And so I'm trying to find it here because
you got to hurry up because you only have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, because I used a picture on one of my Twitter sites.
Oh.
But if you look it up, it starts the day he got elected and the day he left.
Hey, listen, David, we got to run for time. I hate to cut you off, but we got to run for time because we got a break coming up. Anyway, we'll look into this. This is what you get when, you know, you get these conspiracy theories going on. Sometimes they turn out to be factual.
2-1-1-0.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I guess you can call it Conspiracy Theory Day. Quickly turned into Conspiracy Fact. It's actually the Fairfield Hills Hospital in Newtown, Connecticut. The Fairfield Hills Hospital, Newtown, Connecticut. I thought it was a sanitarium, but, you know, I could be wrong. But there's a video here, a YouTube. Wow, shocking. There's well, at last, right? There we go, a little musical scene going on here. It looks beautiful, actually. Have they? It looks like they're trying to refurbish it. You know, people walking around, strolling. It's beautiful colonial-style stuff. Jeez, holy Christmas. Absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful campus. I don't know what goes on there, but it's just fabulous. I mean, it seems to be abandoned even today. This thing was shot 7 years ago, 4 years ago, this whole thing. But a beautiful, they got drones flying over, so they're, you know, they got cars, and they got people on bicycles. Looks rather pleasant. Well, it's a stack and pack colonial style, I guess you could say. Fairfield Hill Sanitarium in Newtown, Connecticut. Now, this was done 1 year ago. There's another one out there. Uh-huh. So, this one was done It looks beautiful. I mean, the grounds and everything are beautiful. Now, I'm gonna switch gears, and I'm going to go to this next one. This is one of these guys who's exploring these abandoned building places. You've probably seen this. This is Fairfield Hills, Connecticut, Newtown, Connecticut, with Hobby Cat, Part 2. And, of course, now they're inside the facility. And everything looks all broken up, mirrors, windows, all this stuff inside. And What's he got?
Let's start over here.
This guy's going to talk, I think.
Hobie just made it to the second floor of the Fairview Hills Sanitarium in Newtown, Connecticut. So we're going to take you along on a little trip.
Uh-huh.
This is some creepy things.
Creepy things.
Hobie in there. Hoping the door don't close on him. Guys.
Whoa!
Holy cow, let me just turn this around.
Uh-oh.
How come there's a towel on the door?
It's creepy. Creepy, the door's broken. No way. Abandoned. I mean, there's a lot of work that went into this. I mean, this is a massive facility.
Look at this towel.
Massive. Unbelievable.
Kind of dusty.
Yeah, kind of dusty. I wouldn't touch anything. Anyway, Just thought I'd share that with you. So it's the Fairfield Hills Sanitarium, Newtown, Connecticut. Shocking, shocking. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on the Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, State of the Future. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.